Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is May 12th. These are today's vital statistics. Bridget Makovic, 79, of Cazenovia, died Thursday, April 30th. Memorial services will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 o'clock until the time of service at 11. Bridget Makovic is survived by four children, Jerry and Tina, Terry, Angela, and Tammy and Bruce Murdoch. Three grandchildren, a brother, Bill McCluskey, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Bridget Makovic, 79, of Cazenovia. Gladys I. Byer, 88, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Velton Friends Church in Waniwak. Friends may call at the Velton Friends Church on Wednesday from 10 o'clock until the time of service at noon. Burial will be in the Velton Cemetery. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Gladys Byer is survived by three children, Judy and David Felton, Cheryl and Jay Sabatier, and Lee and Marita Byer, daughter-in-law Rose Byer, nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, sister Luella Bell, brother Alfred McDermott, along with many other relatives and friends, Gladys I. Byer, 88, of Reedsburg, John L. Shimpa, 82, of Boscobel, died April 29th. A memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. on Sunday at Memories on Maple in Boscobel. Visitation will be held from 10 o'clock until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Crawford County Ridge Runners, or Mount Hope Methodist Church are appreciated. John Shimpa is survived by his wife Deanna, sons John, David and Julie, Randy, Casey, and Dana Fritz, Corey and Lisa Fritz, sister Joyce Wedge, nine grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends, John L. Shimpa, 82, of Boscobel. Stephen Joseph Steve Bauman, 64, of Muscadet, died December 19th. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, May 17th, from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion in Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. Burial in John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery will be held on Sunday at 1 p.m. Steve Bauman is survived by his wife Barbara, three children, Heidi and Trent Steadley of Mount Horeb, Stephanie and Thomas Krall of Milwaukee, Shane Bauman of Muscadet, two grandchildren, his mother Loretta Bauman of Muscadet, five siblings, David Bauman, Lynn Redinger, Lorna Elliott, Daniel Bauman, and Leon Bauman. Stephen Joseph Steve Bauman, 64, of Muscadet. Gordon W. Mather, 91, of Blue River, died Monday at his home. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Monday, May 18th at St. Philip's Catholic Church in Rolling Ground. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will be in the St. Philip's Cemetery. Gordon is survived by his wife, Wanda, children Linda and Mike Piquel, Loretta and Reg Granger, Mike and Mary Mather, Tom and Lauren Mather, John and Karen Mather, and Joe January Barr Mather. 15 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren. Gordon W. Mather, 91, of Blue River. Shirley M. Copus Thompson, 92, of Beloit, died Wednesday, May 6th. Funeral services will be held on Monday, May 18th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow at the Czech National Cemetery, Champion Valley, Yuba. Visitation will be at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Monday, May 18th from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Shirley's name be directed to the Beloit Regional Hospice in Beloit, Wisconsin. Shirley M. Copus Thompson is survived by her husband Richard, sisters-in-law, Marianne Copus, Darlene Thompson Jackson, and many nieces and nephews, Shirley M. Copus Thompson, 92, of Beloit,